We're going to be talking about the obligation to honor one's older brother. I don't know how many of you have brothers in camp or older brothers in camp or oldest brother. Who's older? Who's older? I always forget. Okay, so the obligation to honor your older brother, and I guess a good discussion would be, right, does Eitan have to honor Avi? And meaning, that is that, like, how much older is older, right? Is, what, 6 minutes or whatever, you know? Yeah, roughly, give or take. Okay, so the Gemara in Maseches Ksubos in Daf Kuf Gimel tells us, Kabedes avicha vesimecha, es avicha zu eshes avicha, ve es imecha zu bal imecha, vav yiseira l'rab zizchicha gadol. So the extra vav tells me in the pasuk that you have to honor your achicha hagadol. How do you touch the word achicha hagadol? Your big brother. Now, big brother could mean biggest brother, or could mean bigger brother. So we're going to have to see, what does that mean? Older or oldest? But first, before we even get to that, first thing to discuss, is this a chiv d'oraisa, or is it only a chiv midrabanan? Now, based on the simple reading of the Gemara, it would seem like a no-brainer that it is obviously a chiv d'oraisa. It darshens a letter in the Torah to tell me achicha gadol. That makes it clearly sound like it's a din midaraisa. However, the Rambam in the 6th parak of Hilchos Mamrim, Halachat Hazvav, writes that it is midivrei sofrim. What does that mean, midivrei sofrim? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, sounds like it means midrabanan, that it's only chiv midrabanan. However, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel explains, no, the Rambam very often uses the term midivrei sofrim to describe dinim d'oraisa. It just means that it's not mefurash b'kra, it's not explicit in the pasuk. But it doesn't mean that it's not d'oraisa, it is d'oraisa. It just requires a drashas chazal to derive that din midaraisa. The raya is Yerushalmi in the 2nd parak of Makos that says that a son is not allowed to be a goel adam. He is not allowed to be a goel adam to kill his own father. If, let's say, a father killed a son, so one of the other sons cannot kill the father. But a brother can be a goel adam to kill another brother. And the Torah Tamima in Bamidbar Parak Lamed Hei says that this implies even the oldest brother. So it sounds like a brother is allowed to, not allowed to kill his father as a goel adam, but is allowed to kill even the oldest brother, which seems to imply that there is no chiyuv of kavod for the oldest brother on a daraisa level. However, the reason we don't kill the father is midin, meaning because the reason we don't kill the father is midin kavod, apparently there is no din kavod on an oldest brother midaraisa. That's the raya that they bring, that perhaps it's drabanan. But again, pashut pshat is it's a chiyuv daraisa. So the real issue is, what is the nature of this chiyuv? Meaning, is the chiyuv to honor your older brother the same thing as the chiyuv to honor your parents? Is it somehow different? What exactly is the mechayev? Why do I have to honor my older brothers? So the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah Shoresh Beis writes that the reason you have to honor your older brother is because your parents probably want you to respect the family hierarchy. And therefore, it's an extension of Kibbut Av V'Em, that since your parents are most interested in you respecting that family hierarchy, that you're going to honor those who are older than you, which obviously has a number of benefits. First of all, it comes to a greater kibbut of the parents who are way up on that ladder. And also, it just makes for a smoother running of the house. Right, if every time something came up where something needs to be distributed in the house, or people are going to do a certain activity, there's always a fight over who goes first, you know, that doesn't make for a nice, smooth-running household. Much better is if it's understood that the oldest goes first, then the next, then the next, and, you know, that way things go a lot easier, and the parents are usually pretty happy with that. The Rambam, however, in the Sefer HaMitzvos on the spot says, no, it's not about a din of Kibbut Av, it's an entirely different din. There's an inherent chiyuv to honor the oldest brother, because the oldest brother is the one who's mimali makom aviv. He's the one that ultimately is going to take the father's place with, and you know, to paraphrase Spider-Man, but in the reverse, with great responsibility comes great power. Because he has that great responsibility, that's why he has that great power of having the rights to the kavod. He's the one that in a time of need, everyone is going to look to the oldest brother for direction. So these are the two basic approaches. The Ramban, that it's an extension of Kibbut Av, and the Rambam, that it's not an extension of Kibbut Av, it's an inherent separate chiyuv because of who he is, because of being the oldest in the family. So what are the nafkaminas between the Ramban and the Rambam? I would suggest, Rav Daniel Feldman in his first Sefer suggests that there are 9 nafkaminas between the Rambam and the Ramban. So let's see if we can run through them quickly. First of all, does the chiyuv apply after the parents are already deceased? The Rush in the first parak of Maseches Kiddushin, Os Mem Hei, sounds that it's only while the parents are alive. In Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, Siman Samaches, he explains that the nature of Kibbur Av changes after the father dies, and that only applies to being Magbia Kvod Av. I mean, how does one honor a parent while they're alive? You get them food, you get them to drink, you go shopping for them, you do things for them. How does one honor a parent after they are deceased? It would be kind of silly to get them food and drink and bring it to the kever. It's just going to sit there and spoil, and animals will get it. It's not going to be good. So how do you honor parents after the deceased? Magbia kvod avim. You speak about them reverentially. You use glowing terms when you talk about them. But it no longer applies to doing nachas ruach la'aviv, like ma'achilo mashkeo. So it would therefore turn out that there's no need to honor an older brother anymore, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, after the parent dies, because the whole idea of kavod for the older brother is to make your parents happy. Well, it's not making your parents happy anymore. They're already gone. So it's only about the whole nature of kibbutz has changed. It's now only about being magbia kavod aviyam. And honoring your older brother is not magbia the kavod of your parents. So that's the Rush. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger. That works with the assumption that the whole chiyuv to honor your older brother is because it makes your parents happy. However, the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Lamed Gimel says that even after they die, there probably still is a chiyuv to honor the eldest brother, probably because he views it as an independent chiyuv based on his status in the family. Second nafkamina, what kind of kibud do you have to show for an older brother? If it's about doing nachas ruach to the parents, making the parents happy, you probably should not treat the older brother with the same types of kavod that you treat the parents with, because that's not going to make the parents happy. You've now equated one of their own children with them. And that's why the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Reish Mem in Chosh Mishpat that if you are a toveya, nachav agadol ledin, you sue an older brother, you don't have to go to their location like you would if you were suing a parent. You don't have to show them that kavod, meaning there are differences in the level of kavod. But if it's an independent chiyuv, then maybe all minei kavod should apply. And Minchas Chinuch says that with very rare exception, the only exception being calling them by their first name, all of the types of kibud do apply to achiv agadol. In fact, the lashon of the Torah is chayiv lechabdo ke'aviv. The Rambam's lashon chayiv lechabdo kikvod aviv, that there is this equation that we're making between a kavod of an older brother and a kavod of a parent. Third nafkamina, mechila. If it's about kibud av, who has the rights to be mochel, the kavod of your older brother? So if it's all about making your parents happy, the parents have the right to be mochel, the kavod. They could say, stop honoring him, it's enough already. Whereas if it's not about kibud av, it's about his own inherent honor. Not only do the parents not have the right to be mochel, but if the parents tell you to stop honoring him, they're telling you to do an aveira, and you're not allowed to listen to them. And you have to continue to honor him if it's his own independent chiyuv. Fourth nafgamina, other siblings aside from the oldest. If it's about making the parents happy, lechara would apply to all older siblings, just keeping that hierarchy of the family. In fact, the Medrash in Parshas Vayechi tells us that Yisachar and Zvulun would not speak before Shimon and Levi. None of them were the oldest, but still honoring the older in the family. But if it's an independent chiyuv, it might only be the one who's mimali makom aviv, the one who is the leader of the family, the one who gets pishnayim biyerusha. Fifth nafkamina, what about an oldest sister, not a brother? So this is the discussion in the poskim. The Torah Tamima proves, based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara says that Ula would kiss his older sister. He would show her affection. And Rashi says, Derech b'nei adam, k'she yotzin mi beis ha-knesses, no sheik lav v'imo ula gadol mimenu b'pas yodo mishum kavod. That people after they, I don't know why dafka after they leave the beis ha-knesses, but apparently after they leave the beis ha-knesses, they would kiss people as a sign of honor to them. Who? Aviv, Imo, and Gadol Mimenu. And apparently a sister is included in that. The Medrash in Parshas Vayetzeh says that Rachel dies before Leah because she spoke out of turn before Leah in a disrespectful manner, apparently assuming that one has to respect an older sister as well. And in fact, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tumas Ras makes it sound like Moshe Rabbeinu had a chiyuv of kavod for Miriam. So again, if it's a din kibud av, it would probably still apply to sisters as well. They want to maintain that hierarchy of the family. But if it's an independent chiyuv, maybe it only connects to the one who's mimali makom aviv, the one who's going to get pishnayim of the Yerusha, the one who's going to have all the dinim of a bechar. A sixth nafkamina. Does it apply to a half-brother? I mean, a brother only on the mother's side or only on the father's side? So if it's a din of kibrav, so it should, or kibrav e'im, it shouldn't matter. If it's a maternal brother, so then it's a way of expressing kavod to your mother. If it's a paternal brother, it's a way of expressing kavod to your father. But if it relates to Bechor Yerusha, memale makom aviv, then it would only apply to a paternal brother, not a maternal brother. Rabbi Yonos Naibshitz in Teferis Yonason in Parshas Vayigash on the pasuk of Vayivaser Yaakov Levado says that it's only a maternal brother because it's derived from the pasuk of Ve'es Imecha. It's the extra vav in Ve'es Imecha. So it can only apply to a brother that you share a mother with. That might be based on another idea. Rabbi Yonos Naibshitz writes in Yaros Devash and Chelik Beis in his Drush L'Tes Teves that the Chiyuv La'ach is based on the fact that he didn't damage the mother's womb and he left room for you to still be born. That's what he suggests. So if that's the case, then it would dafka be a maternal brother, that he didn't ruin your mother and make it that she's unable to have children, that he took it easy on his way out. The how many are we up to? Seventh nafkamina, if the father is a Rasha, and let's say you're an Ashkenazi Jew and you follow the Ramah, that there's no chi of kavod for a father who's a Rasha. The Mechaber paskens, you have to be Mechabed of Rasha also, but the Ramah holds if a father's a Rasha, you don't have to be Mechabed a father. I actually got a couple of shilas this year about that issue. It's a very, very sad question to be asked. But if a father is a Rasha, do you have to be Mechabed him? So if the chi of is a chi of and kavod of, then you wouldn't have to honor your older brother, because who cares if I'm a, why do I don't need to honor my father, so I don't need to show honor to my father by honoring my older brother. But if it's an independent chiyuv, then it would be a chiyuv. Aunts and uncles might be another nafkamina. Nafkamina number 8, I think we're up to. Parents would want you to honor them, but there's no special drasha in the pasuk that would indicate that there's a chiyuv. Another nafkamina might be, is there a din of mora by an older brother? Meaning we know there's a din of kibra aveim and mora aveim. So mora is not to be yoshev b'makoma, not to talk out of turn. So if it's about doing the ratzon hahorim, doing the will of your parents, then there might be a din of mora too. But if it's based on a riboy, the riboy is on the pasuk of kabeid esaveichav esimecha, not on the pasuk of mora. So therefore, maybe there would not be a din of mora. So I don't know that we have a clear halachic conclusion on all these, nor do I necessarily believe that all of these 9 nafkaminas are 100% glatt, and that you have to say that if you're going to pick a side, like the Rambam and the Ramban, that it has to be consistent. But maybe this just gives a little bit of perspective on the issue. What does seem clear is that both elements are true, meaning that it does generally make parents happy when a person shows a sense of respect to the older siblings. I know personally, it definitely makes my parents happy when they see how I'm mechabed my brother Shlita. And in addition to that, there is a certain sense of someone that you look up to, someone that, you know, we always say in Rebbeim and Yeshiva often speak about when we're trying to figure out how to inspire a kid. One of the great advantages that some Talmidim have is that they have an older brother who's a Ben Torah. And sometimes it's a disadvantage, but usually it's an advantage that they have someone to look up to who's a Ben Torah. And that often will set the tone for the entire family, even more so than, or maybe even as much as having parents who are interested in the Torah and mitzvos, having an older brother. And that sense of mora is also, that sense of kavod rather, is also something that is definitely true. So whichever way we paskin, both elements seem to have a lot of truth to it, and therefore it seems to be that it's a halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch, and it's based on clear drasha that the Gemara makes. Okay.